This message was presented through a partnership between GYC and GYC Europe at the 2012 conference in Linz, Austria. For other resources like this, visit us online at gycweb.org.
Okay, this seminar is about church growth in Europe through small group. I cannot use because of my computer. I have not the connection. I am waiting for a cable. I hope. Claudio Caronia, you know Claudio Caronia? I wait from Claudio Caronia to bring me a cable. Oof, okay. Last summer I was in Dominican Republic for an evangelistic campaign. Allowed it, okay. And in Dominican Republic, we have more than 300,000 Adventists. That means that there is an Adventist every 30 people, about. And there is a population of 9 million and a half. Last summer, I was in Israel, last June, and in Israel I was at the table with one friend from TED, Michael Hamilton. Perhaps you know Michael Hamilton. Then I met, in the same table, there was the president of the ESD, Guglielmo Gotti, came from Argentina, and myself from UD. The three divisions together have less Adventists than the Dominican Republic. The Dominican Republic, 300,000, more than 300,000. The three divisions together, less than 300,000. But there is quite 500 million of inhabitants. That means the challenge is enormous. We cannot do by ourselves something in our great country. And we have to thank God because there is a union in our division, the Romanian Union, that has quite 80,000 Adventists. If the Romanian Union was not there, we were collapsing. But I want to tell you a good news today. Even in our country, mission is possible. There is possibility. For many reasons, I believe that. I believe that there is great opportunity to grow even in our country. And now, I have not the possibility to send you, to show you picture, I tell. In some part of... I start with my country where I live now. I am Italian, but I live in Switzerland. Every year in Switzerland, there are about a degree... we lose about 100% of our membership. 1% of our membership. More than 1%. But there are two churches in Switzerland. One is in the city of Aarau, and the other is the city of Romanson, that are growing. That means that something is possible. And that church are growing not because there is immigration. Are Swiss-speaking, Swiss-original people that are attending the church. The Church of Romanson this year will have about 15 baptisms. Usually they have 2 baptisms, medium per church, every year. And this church is a little bit different. I was pastor in 2 churches in north of Italy, from 2005 to 2010, to 2010. Okay, now... Just in time. Thank you. Now I start with my picture because I need. And he was one of the team, Claudio, for the job we realized in our... No, aspetta, no, no, il connettore con, per il computer, per il videoproiettore. Non ce l'hai quello. No. No, oppure se c'è un altro computer, metto in una pennetta. Hai il tuo? Oh, grazie. Ma è un Apple? Ma non c'è il connettore, è la stessa cosa. Mi servirebbe un altro computer. Si può vedere per un computer. Ok. We are still in problem. In 2010, in 2005, I was moved from Sicily to the region of Milano in Italy, in the north of Italy, one of the most rich region of Italy. And when I left Sicily, because Sicily is a region where the church is still growing, like Spain, the same level. So the brethren from Sicily told me, oh, now you go in the north. In the north there will be no possibility like here, because people are secularized, they are taken by the activity, there are no time for God, no time for church. But I have to tell you, my greatest experience in mission arrived in north of Italy. Usually the church where I was pastor had between 2 to 5 baptisms per year. One of the church, perhaps you heard, because some Adventist magazine wrote about the church of Bergamo. You heard about? You heard. The church of Bergamo was established in 1973. And in 2006, the church had 67 church members, with a range of medium of 3, 4 baptisms per year. In 2007, the church started to grow, and in 3 years we had 75 baptisms. What happened? Something happened. In another church, there was the medium of average of 5, 6 baptisms per year. I start now with a graphic, with some number. When I arrived in north of Italy, the union asked me to organize, to have even the leadership of the Sabbath school at union level. And I heard about Sabbath school in some country, about, for example, Filipino, Latino America, India, where the Sabbath school was at the origin of a tremendous change in the life of the church and in growth for church members. So I was in charge of that department, and I asked to the union to give me the possibility to share with the pastor and the board of the union what plan I had. And they gave me the possibility. But then they asked me to train one leader for each field we have in Italy. We have 4 fields. And I follow directly the north field, and the other was under the direction of other people. At the end, I have to recognize that the other field, central field, south field, Sicilian field, didn't apply the principle. In the north field, some churches start with that. And now I show you. This is the south field, the smaller one. They have about 700 members. The number of baptisms are that. You see that there is no growth. There is quite a decline, not a growth. In Sicily, we have quite the same situation. In the 4 years, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, no growth practically. Some change, but no growth. In the central field, the same situation. The central field was the greatest. We had at that time 2,500 members. But when I promote the plan for the Sabbath School Action Unit, you heard about Sabbath School Action Unit already? No? Nobody heard. Okay, I will explain. They refused to practice the Sabbath School Action Unit because it was a change in the traditional way they had. You heard about something. But in the North Field, that there was at that time 42 churches, 15 churches apply the principle of the Sabbath School Action Unit. Only 15 on 42. Look the result. We had a medium of 90 Baptists per year. In the past 15 years, the number of Baptists was that. But we apply in 97, 2007, the principle. We start with one church. After 2 years, 15 churches live at that principle. And you see the difference, the growth. 140 about, 150, and 203 Baptists in 1 year. But this was only for 15 churches. One of that church, the Church of Bergamo, I was speaking about, was established in 1973 with 18 members at the beginning. You are translating? I go slow. The church was organized in 1973. Until 2006, the member grew from 18 to 71. But most of that member were immigration. Was in that time that came from Ghana, Nigeria, start to arrive member from Ghana to our country. And in the Church of Bergamo, there was about 30 Ghanese people. Even from Romania. There is some people from Romania here. Ah, you are Romania. And from Romania, there are about 20 members in the Church of Bergamo now. There was. In 2007, we organized the Sabbath School Action Unit. And the growth was that we had in 3 years 71 baptisms. The average was 2-3 baptisms per year, 4 maximum. Then now the average is 20-25 baptisms per year. But the interesting thing is not only that. From the Church of Bergamo, this is the map. In 2008-2009 was organized another community, 60 kilometers afar. In 2010, another community in Lecco, 30 kilometers. And last year, another community in Treviglio, 25 kilometers. That church became the origin of church planting. In 2010, I was called at the GC session to lead in Europe at the division, that department. And the request they made to me is to apply, because during that time, from 2006 to 2010, several people from our division, you know, Mario Brito, Bruno Bertalier, several people from the division came to visit. And then they called me to apply at division level the principle of the Sabbath School Action Unit. In other words, the small group in the Sabbath School department. I start, and until now, from November 2010, I start my ministry at the division in the month of November. Until now, I work only to apply in every union some pilot project. I start with Spain, France, then I went in Romania, in Bulgaria. You were in Russell. You remember the pastor that was translating me? In his church, he applied the principle. I was in the first seminar I lead in France, South France, in the youth camp in the region of near Spain, near the Pyrenees. There was about 300 people there. There was the leader of the Sabbath School of the Church of Paris, South, Damary-les-Lys, the region of Damary-les-Lys. They asked me what to do to improve evangelism through Sabbath School. But I heard that in that church they had in the book of the church quite 200 members, but only 90 people were attending the service in Sabbath morning. That means that more than half were not frequenting the church. I don't know if in your churches you have the same problem, that they have a lot of members in the church book, but not member attending the church. And in the Sabbath school service, on 200 members, there was only 20 people attending the Sabbath school. So I told to them, it's not the case. You start with evangelism. Try before to reach the church member that are in the church book, but don't frequent, don't participate, don't live the church life. So they start to organize that. This happened in the month of October. In the month of March 2011, I was invited for a seminar in Paris. And the leader of the Sabbath school that was in South France was there. And before I start my seminar, he asked to give a testimony. I didn't knew what he wanted to tell. He said, I invite you to be attentive, because in our church, in 6 months, the attendance of the Sabbath school grew from 20 to 70. Sabbath school from 20 to 70. The same experience I made in the church of Liria, near Valencia. I was in Valencia the month of October last year, not in Sagunto, for a seminar for the churches of that region. The two elders of Liria told me it's not possible. Our church never accept to make a change. But the pastor of that church was convinced to go in that direction. And the month of January invite me to make a visit, to reinforce. So I was there in the last Sabbath of March, Friday night, the first meeting, and that elder was at the door of the church. I said to myself, Mamma mia, now he will tell me that it's not possible. But he hugged me and he said to me, I have to ask you forgiven, because I was without faith, because we applied the principle in the church and some result after 6 months are already there. And he said to me, you cannot forgive me, but I ask forgiven from God. And to be forgiven from God, I go to the other churches nearby to give a witness about the plan. That church, the Church of Liria, had in the month of October, when they start, from October to March, the attendance grow of about 20-25%, the attendance. But last week, the pastor of the church called me and said to me, the last report. There are quite no more room in the church. New people, non-Adventists that start to frequent the church, and Adventist church members that start to give Bible study. The same thing arrived in Bulgaria. You remember now the name of the pastor that translated me? No? I have written some part. That pastor translated me 2 times. In Russell, and at the beginning of the year, I was there last time when, in February, about, perhaps, some months ago. But 1 year before, I had a meeting with all the pastors of the Bulgaria Union in Sofia. And that pastor translated to me, there, in Sofia, and in Russia. And it told me that, I have to clean my nose. That pastor starts with the church that is near the Black Sea. After 1 year, there was quite the double of the attendance in the church. Last week, it was 2 weeks ago, it was in Bulgaria. He called me. He was sick. He cannot come to the meeting I had in the middle of Bulgaria, where there is the whole capital. Yeah. And he told me that now they have the need to change, to transform the local of the church, because there is no more room. In Switzerland, there is a pastor here that has the exhibit for creation, Arnold. You can ask to him. The same thing is happening. What are the principles? Because it's a good thing to hear some experience, but you are here to learn the principle. I can tell you more experience, because something similar is happening in other churches in Italy that they start now in the center of Italy. I was invited in Collonges, in the seminar of Collonges in France, to present the things. At the beginning, they refused, because there are many, many pastors and teachers, and they are taken by theology. This is a very practical thing. And they refused. But now, last week, my secretary called me. She is there for a French school. She wants to learn French. And she said to me that she was with me when I went to make the seminar. And she said to me last week that there are some good results in the groups, in the Sabbath school group that apply the principle. Is clear? Do you have some question until now? Hello. You are waiting. Okay. Now I want to start with the principle, because we need to understand the principle. The principle is to apply the method of Jesus. I give that title. So it's nothing new. But I want to share something more in detail, because that quotation you have heard that quotation, but there is something that we have to understand better. When we use that quotation, we apply that quotation. Ellen White wrote about the method of Jesus in reaching people, but we have to apply the method of Jesus in everything, not only in reaching people. We have to apply the method of Jesus in making disciples. Because the secret is not how to reach people outside. The secret is all to involve every church member in mission. This is the secret. I had quite always in my ministry a good number of baptisms. 8, 10, 15 baptisms per year in the churches I was pastor. But the last 3 years in north of Italy, 2007, 2008, and 2009, I had a medium of 50 baptisms per year. But was not my job. Was a job made by the member trained to be soul winner. This is the secret. I want to make some questions to you now. How many among you became Adventist through an evangelistic campaign? One. How many through television program? Nobody. How many through the Bible correspondence school? Nobody. One. You receive a card in your mailbox. Is that? Okay. How many through a personal visitation in your home from a pastor? Nobody. Wow. How many through a special program that you see in a poster that invite you to go in church? The last question. How many became Adventist through a friend, a relative, a neighbor? And the other? How we became Adventist? In an Adventist family. Okay, the majority is clear. So, how many were born in Adventist family? So, that and the other give the answer. The secret is here. I want to show you another picture. Okay. Okay. This is a study made by Andrews University, the Department of Church Growth. Was made in the between 2004 and 2007. They made that survey in more than they made the survey with more than 5,000 church members. A good survey. 5,000 is a good number. What is the result? Through the work of a pastor, 5-6% became Adventist. Church program, a concert, music, special program for children, 3-4%. Working, people that working on the street, see, oh, Adventist church, let's go in. In such a way, 2-3%. Special need, people that have special need and receive help by the church. ADRA, for example. Or like this morning, the speaker was born in Adventist hospital. And she received help. 1-2%. Sabbath school, traditional way to make Sabbath school. I have to underline that. Because I went in America to give seminar for Sabbath school. And I understand because the Americans don't participate to the Sabbath school. because it's a sermon, not Sabbath school. 1-2%, 4-5%. Door to door. Austria is an exception, because I know that you have a special program. I'm absolute to see. 1-2%. That means that door to door, in most of the time, is not effective. Evangelistic campaign, 1%. And I want to underline one thing. The project that cost the most produced the less. In Rome, we had a great evangelistic campaign with It Is Written. Sam Boomstra came in Rome in 2010. We spent 270,000 euro. We had 3 people that received Bible study and were baptized after 3 years. We had baptism during the evangelistic campaign, but were people ready to be baptized months before. They stopped the baptism to make the baptism there. Rome was covered by flyer. In every part of Rome, you can see people taking flyer or throwing down flyer. 25 volunteer for 3 months distributing flyer in every door. They take a great hole because they hope a great number of people. And they plan with the churches to instruct the member that as the people come, the member have to go out. Perhaps you have done something like that. You know how many non-Adventists came through that great advertising? 25 non-Adventists. In the city of Boulogne-sur-Mer, is a city near Lille in France, I think not far from Belgium, they spent 65,000 euro giving in every door for 3 times the card for the Bible correspondence course. 3 times, every family 3 times received the card. No one person end the lessons. There was about 50 people that start, but after 1, 2, 3 lessons, they stopped. No one arrived to the end of the Bible correspondence school. These are our data. It's very difficult. The evangelistic campaign around the world are not today like in the past. You heard about Alexandre Bouillon? You know that name. 15 days ago, it was in Geneva. In Geneva, there was a great meeting for the Brazilian Portuguese-speaking people. Because we are friends, we invite him for a week of a special meeting. He called me from my wife went to me to I was in Bulgaria. I was in Bulgaria the day after, but the day before I was not in Geneva. He called me. He said, "Paolo, today the evangelistic campaign, even in Peru, is from Peru. In the past, he had evangelistic campaign with 40,000 people in a stadium for 30 days. Today is no more the case. Today is only, I know, only in India there is something that is still working with the evangelistic campaign. But there is a special cultural and social situation in India. This is a picture that shows us that the traditional method we use gives that result. But now, look the data you gave to me. Friend, relatives, parents, 75-90%. Yes, sister. Sorry? This is made by Andrews University. This in the United States. Is United States data. 5,000 members in several churches of the United States. But in Europe, you gave quite the same result here. This is, I don't know, in Australia, some people is from Australia. I think it's the same. Same. The great result is the last, friend and relatives, for many reasons. And now let's go back in the method of Jesus. Why only through personal witnessing from person to person? Because today people don't believe anymore in the ideology, in doctrine, don't follow the ism, you know what is ism, Adventism, communism, fascism. The ideology today are not more, not so attracting. People want to see something that works in your life. People want to see what change in your life when you receive Jesus in your life. This is, but what's the, this is the way that Jesus used. Jesus take 12 people with him for 3 years. He stay with them. He worked with them. He ate with them. He worked with them. They became friends. And then he said, now you go. But before he became friend, this is one principle. Another, oh yes. Yes. Confidence. Trust. This is. Absolutely. This is the way. This is the way. In Spain, there was my colleague from Spain is Eliasib. Now is Moliner. Eliasib told me that they launched Hogar de Esperanza. You heard about. Every family of the church was invited to and trained to invite for one Sabbath per month or per year or per quarter, I don't know. They establish one Sabbath where they invite a home friend to establish, you remember that plan, you know that plan, friendship to have good relationship with people and to share friendship and to be ready to listen they need, and then to witness little by little, to witness your experience with Jesus. Now let's go to what is the secret the sister want to know. Yeah, okay. We start. I present you the topic in three parts. First, what Jesus did. Second, why Sabbath school, action unit, and small group. And third, what practically do each one of us. Is clear? Let's go on. Sorry? First, I repeat all the three, the method of Jesus. Second, why Sabbath school, action unit, and small group. Third, what to do practically as in our personal approach. What Jesus did. If you read in the Gospel, before in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, Some translation translate that Jesus should be a disciple. In some translation is written a taught, a student. But some translation translate disciples. I tell you some translation, yes, some translation, because I verify in several translations. Jesus came as a disciple. And in the New Testament, in the Gospel, we read that Jesus lived as a disciple. You have the Bible, can you read in John 5:19? John 5:19. Read even verse 30. It's not written here that Jesus was a disciple, but the two texts show us that Jesus lived in total dependence from the Father as a disciple. Jesus take time to learn from the Father, from the Word, in prayer. There is another text I invite you to read. It's in John chapter 14, verse 10. You are the reader now. Continue.
Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father dwells in me. He doeth the word.
Jesus, a disciple, show us what must be a disciple. Jesus was completely independent from the Father. He learned from the Father. He stayed from the Father. He asked from the Father, and the Father was working in him. And Jesus, as a disciple, for us is a model. We can learn from him how to do disciples, how to live as a disciple, and how to do disciples. Now, if we go in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, there is the Great Commission. I don't know what is written in your translation, but let us read only verse 19.
Going therefore and teach all nations.
Okay, this is the King James. King James Version translate, teach all nations. Do you have another translation here, the New King James, for example? Read, you have. Okay. It's written, therefore, go and make disciples. Who has that translation in your... Okay. This is the original Greek. The Greek is make disciples. So Jesus came as a disciple, worked for 3 years with people and made from them disciples. And then said, now you make disciples. You see the passage? Now let us go and read another text. In Mark chapter, two texts. Mark chapter 3 and Luke chapter 6. Before we read in Mark. Mark chapter 3. Verse 13 and 14. Somebody can read? Mark 3, 13 and 14.
And he goeth up into a mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would. And they called, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him.
Okay. Okay. Now let's go in Luke chapter 6, verse 12 and 13. Chapter 6, verse 12 and 14 and 13. Okay. Thank you. You see, that is the same event. It's the beginning of the ministry of Jesus. Many people were following him. Many of them defined themselves disciples of Jesus. But after about 6 months from the beginning of his ministry, he called 12. Jesus went on the mountain, all the night was in meeting with the Father and the Holy Spirit, was a nominating committee. And in the morning, he called 12. But if you have observed, in Luke it's written, he called 12. In Mark it's written, he ordained 12. It's a little bit different. The word ordained, translated in the Gospel of Mark, came from the Greek verb poieo, that means to make. Jesus not only called people, he made people from listener to disciples. The work of Jesus was to make disciples, to change person from normal listener to new people, disciples. And it's written in both Gospels, he sent them. So, if we want to see the method of Jesus, we can summarize. First, Jesus prayed for people. We can, without any doubt, conclude that Jesus was the prayer man number one in history. No man pray as Jesus prayed. At the end of 3 years, after Jesus invited the disciples to do several things, if you read in Matthew 10, Jesus said, go, heal the sick, clean the leper, cast the devil, resurrect the dead. You remember? If I were with Jesus, please, Lord, before you go, tell me how you resurrected that. But you remember what was the question of the disciples? Lord, teach us to pray. The disciples discovered that the power of Jesus was in prayer. So they needed to understand what was the meaning of prayer. So Jesus take a lot of time to pray for the disciples. At the beginning, during the 3 years, and if you read the Gospel of John, he end his ministry with the 12 with a great prayer that is the prayer that you found in John 17. We call the priestly prayer. But in the book of Hebrew is written that from the time Jesus went above in the sanctuary, he's still praying for us. He's interceding for us. This is the first thing Jesus... Then Jesus called them to him. Jesus made an appeal. He said to them, I need you. Come with me. He gave to them a meaning to be with him. Jesus called. I don't know if you have seen the movie Jesus of Nazareth of Zeffirelli. I have the video of that movie. It's interesting when Jesus called the 12. There was about 100 people there. And Jesus, oh, Thomas, come. And Thomas go. And you, Filippo, come with me.
Filippo.
Me? Yes, come. Then he called Peter. Then he called John. There was one that was ready to be called. Why you don't call me? At the end, Jesus called him too, Judah. Jesus call, make a call, make an appeal. This is the second thing that Jesus made. The third, he stay with them. He live with them. They became friend. Fourth, they became friend. Okay. He taught to them. In Matthew 10, in Luke 9 and 10, in Luke 6, Jesus gave teaching, practical teaching. And if you read in Matthew 10, Jesus, after he finished the teaching, he organized 2 by 2 and he sent. Now go. The teaching of Jesus was met with practical activity, not only theoretical. He invited them to practice what they heard from him. And finally, and they put at the end, but not because it's the last, he organized them in a small group. I think that we have to have a vision, to have an understanding about the small group, even from the model of Jesus. To work in a small group is absolutely priority. How many among you came from Germany? Can I see the German people? Okay, a number. Please sit down. Perhaps you heard the story that I knew. In the year 68-75, one of the greatest factories in Germany was in a tremendous crisis. Volkswagen was declining. They call a new manager with a strange a strange name. The name of that manager was Ignacio di Loyola. was a famous name. And he reorganized Volkswagen. And Ignacio di Loyola organized the thousand of the worker in a small company. And Volkswagen start to grow. At the end of the year 80, Volvo, there is some Sweden, some people from Sweden here. Volvo is Sweden, Volvo. Volvo had the same problem. And they applied the same principle to organize the working in small group. 4 or 5 years ago, a sister of the Church of Padova, a nurse, leader for the training of the nurse in the hospitals of Padova, was invited to go in a seminar here in Salzburg, in Austria, organized by the European community. When she came back in Italy, she called me. She said, "You know what they taught to us? If we want to train people, we have to organize in a small group." She said group of 6 or 7 is the optimum. So Jesus organized the disciple in a small group. You remember the principle of the small group is from the time of Moses. You remember Jethro, the council of Jethro. You remember, Ellen White is clear about that council. She wrote, "The counsel given by Jethro to Moses must be applied in the church today. And the leader of the church have to be applied carefully." Small group create dynamic. I was with my former teacher at the division in Sabbath school, was a teacher for me, Daniel Belvedere. I don't know if you met him. He was invited to make a seminar with the pastor in Italy. I was a leader of the Sabbath school for 1 year and a half from 1998 to 2000, when Corrado Cossi was invited to the division as youth leader. He was Sabbath school leader before, so the last 2 years, they asked me to. So I invite Daniel Belvedere. Corrado Cossi told me that it was very difficult to change the model of the Sabbath school because the pastor didn't believe to that. I'm sorry, pastor, colleague. And I invite Daniel Belvedere to have a meeting with the pastors. I was at that time even president of the Central Field of Italy. So I organized that meeting with the pastor of the Central Field. And he insisted with the idea of small group of 6, 7, maximum 8. In any case, when the group arrived to 10, has to be divided. And the pastor react. Where we can find the teacher for so many small group? There is no possibility. I think, the pastor said, we think that 12, 15, 20, even more has to be a group. So Daniel Belvedere make a test. You are more than 25 here, but you understand without doing the practice now. He wrote in the blackboard a biblical text and put down 3 questions. And he asked to the 19 pastors that were there to take 20 minutes to discuss about that text, answering that to that question. You understand what I'm telling? And he asked me to take a paper and to sign how many times the pastor take part to the discussion. 19 pastors, not simple people, not able to discuss, to speak. Between 19 pastors, 3 pastors spoke more than one time. 4 pastors, one time. The other never intervened. Then he divided the 19 in 3 groups. He wrote another text and he put other question. Only one pastor never take part to the discussion. All the others take part. And you know why? You know why? Amigos from Filipino. You know why? Because he was a pastor from Filipino that arrived in Italy 3 weeks before. He was not able to learn, to understand, and to speak in Italian. All the other the small group create dynamics that we need to understand. This is the method of Jesus. It's clear. And when the disciples that have been for 3 years with Jesus receive the commission, now go and make disciples, they had clear what means to make disciples. I want to share with you another interesting thing about Matthew 28. I am not here. If you read in Matthew 28, there is 4 verbs. Go, make disciples, baptize, and teach. You remember? 4 verbs. Only one is in the imperative form. The other 3 are in participle. You know what is the verb in the imperative form? Between go, make disciples, baptize, and teach. Make disciples. The other are in participle. That means when you go, when you baptize, when you teach, the goal is to make disciples. If a person is a disciple of Jesus, the person will be able to make disciples. You understand what I mean? We need to understand that principle. The commission is not to baptize. It's not to teach. Of course, it's to baptize, it's to teach. But the commission is to make disciples. Baptism is the great event that make public the decision to become a disciple of Jesus. It's like a marriage. Teaching is something that stimulate continually and train continually discipleship. By the way, you have go first, make disciples second, baptize third, and fourth teach. Why not go, teach, baptize, and make disciples? And we have go and make disciples. Because teaching, I think, teaching is something that has not to finish when you have baptized a person. It's a process that has to continue continually, forever. This is the method of Jesus. And I think that method is absolutely relevant for us. Do you have some question about that? We have to follow. Paul followed the same way. Yes, of course. Now I want to go in the second point. Why small group and Sabbath school action unit? Because this, in my experience, was the factor number one. All the churches around Europe, I told you before, that have started with that kind of experience are observing a change. Now, I want you to be attentive more than before. Because now we are go deeply in some biblical and sociological principle. First, what are the characteristics of a disciple in the Bible? Who is a disciple? Oh, we can perform our discipleship identity. I want to show, first of all, that picture, and then it will arrive. Okay. You know that logo, that picture? You know. What is? You remember? Okay. Reach up, reach across, and reach out. When I heard that three words at the GC session, I was glad. I was happy. Because it was something interesting. Three words that synthesize the mission of the church. But then I start to go deeply to understand what is behind that three words. I believe now that three words are the characteristic of a disciple. But I want to take some time with the Bible, because my research that I made is from the Bible. In the Bible we have the model of the life of Jesus, that was a life of relationship with the Father, with his friend, and in service for the other. But if you first of all, what means reach up, reach across, and reach out? I want to see if I have the word here. Reach up, reach across, and reach out. Reach up means to be continually searching God. reach to search God. Reach across is to reach my friend, my family, my spiritual family, to build my church. Jesus built the disciples before all. He worked for 3 years with the 12 more than any other person. I think that some other person was a little bit sad with Jesus because he stayed always with that people, with the 12. But Jesus had a strategy in doing that. Jesus wanted, first of all, to train people that have to take to continue the mission start. Reach across is reach your community, reach your brethren, work with your church, build your church, and reach out is to go outside, to serve the world. Now, rapidly, if you look in the Bible, I quote you 3 texts. There are at least 7 texts. I quote you 3 texts. First text, the prayer of Jesus in John 17. You remember that prayer. Ellen White wrote that every leader of the church must understand the meaning of that prayer. And she wrote, because there is a science that we need to understand in that prayer. I can give you the quotation, the reference. Jesus in that prayer asked for 3 things. First, verse 1 to 5, he asked for himself. Give me the glory I had with you from the beginning. As I gave glory to you. You remember? He asked from himself. But in the middle of that request, there is the great sentence, this is the eternal life, that they might know you, and the one you have sent. The first request is for a personal relation between the Creator and the creature, the God and the sons of God, Jesus and the Father. Reach up. This is reach up. The Christian life is a life of relation with God. The Bible said clearly that the new life is to be in Jesus. It's the life in Jesus. If one is in Jesus, is a new creator. You remember? The second request that Jesus made in his prayer, you find from verse 6 to verse 17. He prayed for the 11. Judah was not more there. And Jesus said, I don't pray for the other, verse 9. I pray for them, for the ones that you have given to me. Take them in your love, that they might be one. That the love you have showed to me be with them and from them to between them and us. The second request was for the church. And the third request that Jesus made in that prayer was from the other. As you have sent me to the world, now I send them to the world. In the second part, verse 9, is written, I don't pray for the other. I don't care the other. I care for them. Then he said, now I send them to the other. It's tremendous. It's fantastic. These 3 characteristics are the characteristics of the disciples. Reach up, reach across, and reach out. Are there. Now, let's go to read another text. I saw the sister as the Bible. Can you read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12? Is in English? Okay. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. 4. 11 and 12. Okay, what is the translation you have? The new? I read you in New King James Version because some translation are not exactly the same. It's written, for the perfecting of the saint, for the work of ministry, and for building the body of Christ. There is three goals. Perfecting the saint, the work of ministry, and the building of the body of Christ. Are not in the same sequence, but are the same. Perfecting the saint, sanctification, is the result of a close relationship with God. God can sanctify us. His presence in us change our life. Sanctification. Reach up. The work of ministry is clear what is. Is the ministry, in the original version, is diakonia, for the service of mankind, inside and outside of the church. And to build the church, for the building of the body of Christ, the three dimensions. A disciple is one that is with God, second with his brethren, and third in service for the world. It's clear that principle. You need more text. You want another text? Last night, David spoke about royal priesthood of every believer. You remember? Every member is a priest. Every believer is a priest. If you read the second letter, the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, there are three dimensions for a priest. Let us read 1 Peter 2, verse 4, 5, and 9. You have the English there? Please. Verse 4. Start only the first line of verse 4. No, this is verse 5. This is verse 5, verse 4. To whom? Coming to him. Go to him. The first request for a priest is coming to him. We can be priest if we are continually searching him. You remember there is a beautiful text in 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 5. He's speaking about Uzziah, the king, the young king. And it's written, until the day he was searching God, God blessed him. To search God. Second request. Read now verse 5. Somebody else read verse 5. As living stone is written, you are built for a spiritual house. To be royal priest. To be priest to build the house of God. This is the second call for a priest. To build the church of God. As a priest, you are a living stone. And as a living stone, you are to build on the fundamental stone that is Jesus. And the third is verse 9. You are a royal priesthood, a holy people. You are the one that has to shine the light that came from him to the ones that are in darkness. So you see the three directions. To be priest, to be disciples, to be sons of God, according Ephesians, we have to work, we have to live that live Christian style. Three directions. I think that there is here a key concept. If somebody asks you, what means to be Christian? To be with God, to love his brothers, and to serve the human being. Can you agree with me that these three key words? To live with God. And Jesus was the ones that live with God. To love the brothers. And Jesus said one day, from that they will see that you are my disciples. If you love one another as I loved you. And then Jesus went around to serve people. This is the three dimensions of discipleship. I think it's time to take a break. 10 minutes break is good. Okay. 10 minutes, and then we go why the small group and why the Sabbath School Action Unit. Somebody asked me if there is material. If you want, I can give you a book in PDF. I have not the book with me here. The book was printed already, but it's quite finished. I have to reprint. Making Disciples for the Lord. And I can send to you, I give you my email address. My email address is that one. So you write to me, I will asking me that book, and they will send to you. Just a moment, it come again, the picture. Okay. This is my email address. I can send the book to you. Making Disciples for the Lord. Or in that book, you have two chapters that explain what I'm going to explain now to you about the Sabbath School Action Unit. What time is now? I have 40 minutes to finish. Okay, now I want to go back definitively in the Sabbath School Action Unit. Okay, that is the picture. I don't know if you know that foreword. What is the mission of the Sabbath School? If you go to the church manual, in the English version is page 99, it is written, Sabbath School Department is the bigger church organization to train people in discipleship and has four goals: Bible study, fellowship, outreach, and presentation of the worldwide mission. Usually during Sabbath School, we study the Bible. We make discussion about a topic that is proposed to us in the quarterly. But this is only one of the goals of the Sabbath School. When the Sabbath School was established, start with four goals. And that four goals was united for, then there was a division between personal ministry and Sabbath School. But now at the general conference level, they have again united the two departments. Sabbath School and personal ministry are one department. Why Sabbath School four goals? Now I try to give you the more practical idea about. First, this is clear. This is the goal of the Sabbath School. Fellowship, here we have first fellowship, outreach, Bible study, and mission. And we can unite outreach and mission in reach out. You see, outreach and reach out are the same word. And we have three goals that are the three goals of reach up, reach across, and reach out. that are the three characteristics of a disciple, or a priest, or a church member, according Paul to the Ephesians. It's clear the concept. Why is so important that? All we learn. What is the process of learning in our life? You know that what you are hearing from me now, you remember only the 20%, even less. Perhaps if I had no picture, you will remember less 15. But if you hear, see, and repeat what we are discussing now, you will memorize quite 40%. But if you practice what we are learning and repeating, you will remember 70-75%. Now, the simple thing I want to share you is to practice that. I want to make a circle here. Please put the circle and we make a presentation, a practical presentation, only for 5-6 people. Come here. Okay. Is the best thing to show you what to do. The Sabbath school all can organize that four things. What is the way to organize that? Perhaps I have not here. No. I am not here. Usually, how long you have in, how much time you have in Sabbath morning for Sabbath school? 2 hours. Sabbath school, 2 hours. In what church you are? India. I understand now because India is so a growing church. You know that India has about 1,600,000 Adventist members? And that in 30 years? Eh? 2 hours Sabbath school. Oh, you can teach the seminar. Now, three goals. Fellowship, Bible study, outreach that can be united with mission. Mission is, in the Sabbath school, the offering for the worldwide mission and the presentation of the objective of the quarterly project. You know what I meaning. This is mission. So, this you present mission spotlight, if you present the story and you have the offering. This is not part of the dynamic of the group. The dynamic of the group are for fellowship, for the Bible study, and for outreach. Now we are here 6. It's quite the perfect number, 7 with me. But we can include you 2, we are 9. No more than 10. When we arrive at 10, okay, we can even take 12. The best thing is to divide in 2 parts. When you do that, with the dynamic of a small group, I saw several times a dynamic that developed the group. Because a small group, when it became a dynamic group, became a growing group. Absolutely. I want to show you now, for 15 minutes, what means fellowship. For 5 minutes, what means Bible study. And for 10 minutes, what means mission. Usually, you have to take 10-12 minutes for fellowship, 25-30 minutes for Bible study, and 10 minutes 15 minutes for mission, for outreach. How you organize the time in India? You have that three parts? A lot?
We make all the youth.
Uh-huh.
We take the Sabbath school to attract the youth. We take a lot of the children.
Uh-huh.
So that they can take part in the church. We have some schools for longer time.
Okay, yeah.
We take 1 point of food.
Okay, okay.
People are not interested to come and spend, take part in the church.
Uh-huh. So we have a lot of activity.
So we have something like Kids Talk.
Yeah.
So that they can come out and give their experience to plants or something.
Okay. This is the reason we could have 2 hours.
And then we have necessary so the youth can go back and take each time we have to that. Now somebody coming and speaking. Come and take a lesson study that we can discuss.
Okay, let me now show you fellowship. Fellowship means to realize a brotherly relationship between us. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm really fine.
You're really fine. Okay. And you? How was the week? I make a virtual Sabbath school now. How was your week?
Not easy.
And you, sister?
Yes, it has been wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but sometimes on the way it was a little difficult to make a good atmosphere between the families.
And you, sister, what is your name?
My name is Doris.
Doris, you came from?
I'm from Austria.
Austria. You are at home. How was your week?
My week was good.
Yeah. And you?
Mm-hmm.
And you, amigo? We are quite relatives, quite.
My week was busy at work, but hopefully it's over.
Okay, you understand this is not a normal Sabbath school group. But I have to do that with the people that are here. I cannot invent. So he has not a easy week. I am interested to his need, to his problem. Can we help you? Do you need help? Can we pray for you? And we pray now for him. Sometimes we have problems in family. Can you share your concern?
We are too busy and too sleepy. Then we don't talk nicely to each other.
Okay. So, one thing to do is to open to the need. If we have need, we need to meet the need of the people. The first need. Yes.
How many times?
We do. Every Sabbath we do that. And for 10, 12 minutes. No more. But I was in one church. I was doing just that. And there was a sister here beside me that when I asked that, start to cry. I was not able to console her. So a sister came to his side, hugged her, and after a while, she started to open what was the problem. During the week, his older son was put in jail because of drug. This sister was Adventist for 2 years, no more, very young in faith. And she started to cry, and when she opened, I take a lot of time, not 10 minutes, more than 10 minutes for that sister. Because if the Sabbath school don't face the need of the people, what means? There was a sister in the other side, not you, that start to take the quarterly and put in fast food. Brother Benini, we have the Sabbath school now. We have to study. And they was concerned with her. She made that 3 times. Then I told, dear sister, now our sister is the first person we have to take care of. Because people come first. You, we need to pray for you. We pray for him. And there is a people that is not here today. Imagine, Maria is a universal name. You know about Maria, what happened, why he's not here, she's not here? No. So, you live near Maria. Can you visit Maria during the week and you bring to her our greetings? This is the way people feel the church is close to her. This is fellowship. And then if there is a need, we pray for the people. We pray, literally. We don't say, we have to pray for you. We pray in the time. I have picture of people that during the Sabbath school are praying for. This is absolutely priority. Because if you came in church and no people take care of you, this is not a church. This is not a community. This is not the family of God. This is just people that are one beside the other, please. Later. Yeah. Oh, this is a great question. This is a great question. Thank you for your question. You understand your question? This is a great problem. But if you don't take care for the member, they never will arrive in time. If they feel that the church loves them, they will be happy to arrive in church. I know there is a time of transition. Of course, you cannot take every time, one arrive at 10 minutes to 10, or quite at the end, and you start again. No, you take 10, 15 maximum minutes at the beginning, and then. But if there is people that are sick, you know what happened with that sister? We pray for her. And we invite the member of the group to visit her. And there was a brother there that said, I will ask to my son to visit his son. The sister, 2 years later, was elder of the church. And you know what she told me? Was because the member was so close to me in that time that I start to understand that the church is my family. Remember, Jesus said, from that they will see that you are my disciples. If you love one, but love, I love you, but if you need a pair of shoes, I forget him. This is the church of God is not the church of God if there is no love inside the church of God. And love, we have to practice. If we tell, Dima, during the announce of the church, let us pray for Dima, during the announce to all the community. But we don't pray there for Dima. You think that many people at home will remember Dima in their prayer? But if we do that here, we will remember to pray for Dima during the week. Sabbath school is not a theoretical training time. It's the time where we practice, and practicing you can remember better than hearing. I tell you before that. It's clear? Now, you came from the church of Vienna. How many church members there is in the book of your church? 300. How many members came in Sabbath morning? All?
No.
No. How many? Quite half. Half of the member. This is a tragedy of Europe and North America. Because in South America, if we have 200 members in the church book, more or less we have 300 people in Sabbath morning. This is, I saw with my eyes. But in France, I tell you France, because there is no French people here. No. okay. In France, I was in the church of Lyon. 250 church members in the book. 120 in Sabbath morning. I said, but it's usually... No, it's, today there is more people than usual because there is... This is a tragedy. The first duty of a church is to take care of its member. And this is a time to take care. So, we start to pray for the members that are not in church. I want to tell you two experiences, and then I pass to the other time. I was... we organized that service in the church of Milano, where I was pastor. But before that, an elder of the church, Romano is the name, asked me to visit his son. His son was manager in Shell Company, gasoline. Because this son that was engaged in the church year before came now at the church one Sabbath every five Sabbaths. So he was quite absent every Sabbath. I went three times to visit his son. Nothing changed. Then we organized that. And we start to pray for the member that were not attending the church. And then we organize another thing. One Sabbath, take note of that. One Sabbath per quarter, the church organized a special visit in the afternoon. Every group is called to visit the member that are not coming to the church. After two visits of the group, Andrea was the son of Romano, start to came in church. Now Andrea is vice director of the personal ministry department. His wife is leader of ADRA. He gave two Bible studies per week, and he has a family group at home. Because the brethren visit him. Not the pastor, because he's paid for to do that. Not the elder or the deacon, because a sister told me, why you visit me? I am your deacon. I must visit you because I am your deacon. But if you were not my deacon, you didn't visit me. You understand what I mean? So, the first thing you have to do in Vienna is to take care of the virtual member. Because they are not real. Yeah. At least. Oh, good. A group has to become a dynamic group. And to become a dynamic group, need for a while, 6 months, 1 year, to become the same group. Because dynamics are to develop between the members. A common activity. If the members are like nomad, it's not possible to realize a group activity. I show you the experience of Bergamo before. The church of Lecco. You remember the city of Lecco? That city now, there is 65 church members. 4 years ago, there was only one family. But that family doesn't come to the church for 2 years. So we organize to visit that family. The Sabbath school unit start to pray for the family. Every Sabbath they pray for the member that was not present. They pray, really, not we have to pray for. They pray. Prayer is prayer if you pray. If you don't pray and you speak about prayer, this is not prayer. Remember. You agree with me? Eh? You from France. You agree with me? In the church of Bergamo there was a family of Nello Celoria, that from 2 years they didn't attend to the church. So the elder that was member of that group, they decide to pray for 1 month for Nello. And from 1 month they pray for Nello. Then they decide to make a visit to Nello as a group. And Nello was touched for that. Then Nello start to have a group in his family. And the group grow in 3 years. From one family, there is 65 people. Where there was no church. Because of fellowship between the members.
Yes. Because in the beginning you have maybe 5 or 6, yeah. But at the end there are 20 or more.
Thank you. If the members are not in the same group and they are in a church of 300 members, oh, you can realize that he's not attending the church because he can be in another church or in another group. In every group we decided that there is a member named deacon of the group. If he's deacon of that community, and the sister from France is not today present in our group, he has to see, the sister is not here today. But he's member of that group, and she is not here, he realized very quickly that our sister is not here. So a group is strategical for many things. It is clear. I assure you, I am not a prophet, but I can make a prophecy, because several times I have the testimony that this is working. When the group became concerned for the brethren, the church attendance grew. Absolutely. Usually the responsibility of the constituency of the group is from the Sabbath school board, the leader of the Sabbath school. But I think that it is wise that the leader of the Sabbath school department get in touch if some member want to choose another group, why to oblige. Then, if you realize that good dynamic, every group will be good. But at the beginning, when the group are spectator, they came to the Sabbath school looking the hole in okay, let's go to this. It's clear for the first part. In the manual I said to you, there is a lot of suggestion what to organize in every part of the Sabbath school. So you take my email address, I will send back you the manual. Yes, sister. Okay. Other good question. You know that some visitors, when enter in a small group like that, where the first concern is love, that people like to come again. Because love is the greatest attraction. Absolutely. Two Sabbaths ago, just before going to Bulgaria, in the Sabbath afternoon, there was a baptism in the church of Bergamo. They invite me because the people that were baptized were friends of mine. And that people, when they came, they didn't realize the need to come in church. was difficult to me to help them to start to visit, to stay with the church in Sabbath morning. But after they arrived the first time, they never stopped, because they was hugged by the people. We are very happy to have people today. Can you tell us about you? We are happy. Can we pray for you, your family? This is family. Okay? Now, let's go to the Bible study. What was the topic of the last week in the quarterly? You remember? Say, was the reality of Thessalonica. In Thessalonica. What touched you in that Sabbath school? You remember? There is something that touched you last week. This week is, we are in Monday. So, I tell you just the principle. I was last Sabbath in one church where I am not a member. But because they knew that I am Sabbath school leader at the division, they asked me to make a seminar. So they want to know, they asked me to show them what are the duty of a teacher. And I said the first thing, the teacher has to speak less than any other. Oh, who can teach if he cannot speak? He has to make question. So the duty of the teacher is to prepare good question. And I show them how to do. The topic of the quarterly last week was Paul was concerned with the reality of the church of the city of Thessalonica and of the people. And I put one question. What was the things you learned for yourself in that week? So I start with from one side, after the other. All the people take part in sharing. Because one of the duty of a teacher is not to speak, but is to help others to speak, to invite others to speak. Because if during the Sabbath school you give something by sharing, by giving your understanding of the topic, arrive pedagogically and psychologically one thing. Be attentive now. If during the Sabbath school I am listening, after 40 minutes of listening, my brain is not more ready to listen other things. You know that. But if during the Sabbath school I don't listen only, but I give of myself, I am more attentive to listen during the sermon time. This is a psychological law. If you transgress that law, you commit a great sin, because you don't help the people to be attentive during the sermon. This is not an idea that came from my brain. This is pedagogically proved. Go to the last part. We have 10 minutes for mission. Yes. For me, this is a tragedy. This is a crime. I said that things in Germany. It was in Germany some months ago. They take only 30 minutes for Sabbath school. I said to the leader of the Sabbath school, you are not an Adventist. It was a friend of mine. 1 hour for all the time of the Sabbath school. 7, maximum 8 minutes for the opening with the story of the mission, the mission story. 8 minutes and 50 minutes for the groups. 10 minutes for fellowship, 10 to 15. 25, 35 minutes for Bible study, and 10, 15 minutes. I take two, because sometimes you have to be elastic. Sometimes take more time for mission and less time for Bible study. This depends from the goal of the group. Is clear? Lady first. Okay, the same. Yeah, Filipino. All the Sabbath school. You are in the same planet as me. And I think, I was one day in the church of Delancey, New York. They take 40 minutes for sing, and there were few people, and they were speaking outside to make some drama. I said, this is crazy. Let people speak. Let people be friendly. Let people pray one for another. Let people share the Bible. Drama is for theater, not for the church. I am against drama, sorry. I am against drama. Because drama is make people spectator. We have to make people priest. And a priest is not a spectator. A priest is some people engaged in building the church. Actively. Sorry. I am art.
The chapter of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It says we can have the same if we don't talk about the philosophy, human philosophy, but if we present the word. So my question is, how do you lead the people in the Bible study part to talk about the Bible and to use it for their own lives? And not just talk about philosophy.
Absolutely, not philosophy. I said, what was the concern of that week topic in your life?
So it's about the right questions.
Yes. You have to. Jesus was very attentive with the people, and most of the time didn't give answer, put question. And then give the answer. There is two hands. A sing, a song. Welcome. Song, prayer, the missionary story, very short, 3 minutes, no more. And then dividing group. This is my practice. I know. This is my counsel. 8 minutes for the introduction, not the group. When the church get together, all the assembly, dear brother and sister, dear friend, welcome this morning. This is a beautiful Sabbath. Let us start our Sabbath school program with a song. I invite you to sing the song number, etc. No. Bible study is 35, maximum 30, 35 minutes, not 25 like Don't take example for that man. Yeah, good question. You have the Sabbath school quarterly with you? You have the Sabbath school quarterly, no? Perhaps, where do you come from? Holland. I don't know if in your quarterly is written guide in the first page, guide for the personal study of the Bible. For the Sabbath morning, you have not to revise all the quarterly, all the weekly. You have to put 2, 3, 4 questions in the general topic. Yes, because if you want to go deeply, this is not my suggestion. This is the manual of the Sabbath School of the General Conference. You know, when Calvin Smith, perhaps somebody, you know Calvin Smith? When Calvin Smith came in Rome, Calvin Smith was the Sabbath School leader at the General Conference in the year 1995 or 2000. He arrived in the Church of Rome. The first things he asked to the leader of the Sabbath School to take the quarterly from the end of every member. They are the quarterly. With them. They are looking the quarterly. He asked to the deacon to take the quarterly here. And he said, this is during the week. Here, you are not used the quarterly. This was the leader, worldwide leader of the Sabbath School. Finish time. But we can continue without the microphone. I know. We continue. You need the microphone? Can we take 10 minutes more? Because I want to share about mission. What to do in 10 minutes? In 10 minutes you cannot do mission. It's clear. But in 10 minutes we can do a lot of things for the mission of everybody. I start. Now we go practically, yeah? Be attentive. How are you, Hugo? Your friend, you told us times ago that you have a friend, you have started with witnessing the Bible. Who is? I'm joking now. Imagine you have a friend that you are studying the Bible. No? Who is with your friend with the Bible? Who is the study of, how is the Bible study with your friend? Very good. What you are studying now? What you are studying now? The Book of Luke. And you? You have a friend?
Yes, I have a friend.
Tell us. You have more than a friend.
Yes, more than a friend. Now my friend is struggling with a passage and he doesn't understand. And now I don't know how to explain him the meaning of this passage.
Very good. Do you have some experience you want to share about witnessing? Do you have some people you want to pray for?
Yeah, I have some colleagues from my work. I want to pray to them that I can be more open and help.
What is the name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. If it's not true, that doesn't matter now. And you, sister?
Yes, I have some experience from the street mission. We met a man called Peter. He got great controversy for 2-3 weeks ago, and then he came to the same place, but we were not there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, where are they? I want some more books.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly he found us, and he told us he wants to go to church in a small study group.
Okay. I think that you are telling a true story now. Raymond, How was your last door-to-door afternoon you realized? What did you eat? Wow. What is the name of that family? Benini. You see what I did? I didn't ask him because he's very timid. And he has no, he don't like, it's not true. He don't like to speak. But I invite people to speak. They are sharing, experiencing is witnessing. Little by little, he will learn. Francisco, Ugo, not Francisco. Ugo has made some experience. I can do the same. And then, during that time, can we pray? Can we pray God now? Do you have some concern about mission we can pray for together? And he will say, please pray for me that I have more opportunity to witness. So we can pray for mission. And praying for mission, when the people of God pray, God work. And this is true. So the Sabbath School Action Unit is in that time, a time of sharing experience, of praying for people, and praying for ourselves for mission. Yes. And then the people start to be like her. They want to tell. They are enjoying to share. Go. All ages. All ages. Even children. There is a family that are studying the Bible in the church of Bergamo. Because the daughter, because we practiced in Bergamo even with the children that time. They have a list of prayer. And they pray for their friend. And one day, the daughter of a family said, can I invite my friend that I pray for? Can we prepare a meal for them? And then the family now is studying the Bible. If you read the Bible, you will find more than 600 prayers. And quite 200 prayers that you find in the Bible are prayer of intercession. Are intercessory prayer for mission. Paul, let us finish with that text, and then I show you a picture. Do you have the Bible? Yes, you have the Bible. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Second, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. This is in Spanish. Is it
German?
German. Spanish. English. Go. Okay.
I'm urging all our people to be more constant in prayer. First, they should bring their petitions to God with thanksgiving for what He has already done for them. Then, they should pray for people everywhere so others too may accept the gospel and be saved. They should pray for the emperor and the other rulers, for these men will let us continue living quiet, peaceful life in holiness and loyalty to God while honoring those in authority.
Continue verse 5. Continue.
Such conduct is good and acceptable to God and pleases our Savior. The Lord wants everyone to be saved and come to knowledge.
Thank you. Do you understand? Was very terrible for me, that text. Because he asked me to pray for Berlusconi. It was very difficult for me. You understand. But I pray for Berlusconi. Finally he went away. I confess you, I pray for Berlusconi. I pray that something happened. God answered that. But I want to ask until the verse, the last. There is a very interesting thing. Paul urged to pray for every man, because man, God wants to save every man. So prayer and mission are tremendously linked. Prayer is one of the ways the people of God is part of the mission of God. Let us finish with a picture. Oh, no. Battery is off. Perhaps the story. The story of the greatest Adventist church in the world. The church in Xinjiang, in China. You heard that story? That church has 26,000 members. When they built the temple, there was in that temple, in that city, quite 6,000 members. And they built a temple with 10,000 seats. Now they have 4 services every Sabbath. That church was started by a sister that started to pray for mission during the time of the communism. And that sister alone brought to Jesus with the ministry of prayer quite 7,000 members. Ministry of prayer and mission. But tell me, when in church we pray for mission? Oh yes, if my friend is sick, we pray for him. No, we don't pray. We said, let us pray for him. But when we have a meeting of prayer, in the first century church, there is a thesis, doctoral thesis made in Cologne by a sister, made a thesis on the service of the divine service in the first century church. They take every Sabbath, in that time was Sabbath, about 2.5 hours, 3 hours for the divine service, like us. But 1/3 of the time was for prayer. And every member take part in prayer. If we are priests, we are priests. The first duty of a priest is prayer. In the Old Testament time, the first thing a priest has to do in the morning was to take fire from the altar of perfume to put on the fire in the candlestick and in the altar outside. To take fire from that altar. You know that this is the meaning of that altar. Is the altar of intercession and prayer. If one church member has not the possibility in church to pray. Oh, we can pray, yes. There are some people that came in church and before sleeping they pray. There are people that pray. But less and less do that. But we have to create time for prayer. And a small group is the better time for prayer. And you can invite every part of every member to pray for mission. Do you understand now because Sabbath school is so important? It's clear for all the answer. Thank you.
This message was recorded through a partnership between GYC and GYC Europe at the 2012 conference in Linz, Austria. GYC, a supporting ministry of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, seeks to inspire young people to be vibrant, Bible-based, and Christ-centered Christians. To download or purchase other resources like this, visit us online at gycweb.org.